The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. Joined in the studio by Doug Neal, another certified financial planner. Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant in the studio here with us, of course. And Craig Montana running the studio for us, making sure we get on the air appropriately. And you can all hear us. I think I can hear me in my headphones even. So we must be doing something right. Yeah, Craig's got a thumbs up over here. All right. So lots going on. We're having another kind of a rough day.
In the markets.
In the markets. Yeah. But again, if you have your strategy, should you be that worried about it?
Well,
I mean, it can still be
worried about it in one way.
Bad to see it.
It's natural, I think, to be worried about it. You know, you see the value in the account going down. The thing you always have to remember is nothing is locked in until you actually sell something.
And then you lock it in.
So you've locked in the loss.
Right.
But it... seeing the value in your 401k account or your investment accounts go down, that's not something that makes you feel good.
No, and you know, it also has something to do with what your needs are at the moment too, because there are a couple of people I know who have been laid off. Right, they have, and their question to me was, "Well, I do have some savings, but you know, if this keeps on going." This whole situation, what happens when I finally have to go, how do I look at taking money out of my 401k, for instance, in this case? You know, do I need to maneuver some things in the account or do we need to in order to free up cash at the most advantageous moments and not just go in there when I get to become desperate? Now, there's an interesting question.
Yeah, the hard part is if you don't have an income stream coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you retired, have been retired, you got your income stream coming in.
Yeah.
That nothing changes whether your account value goes up or down. You still got the income stream coming in pretty much the same. But if you're working and you got bills to pay and you have no check coming in, that's where life gets very, very difficult.
So I told this person that we might talk a little bit about that. You know, how do you look at things in there? And, you know, you do have the ability to still go in to your account and maneuver things. So what kind of things might you consider if you need to try and take some profits where you can and take from that? You know, how do you make these decisions? That's a tough one. Also, a little reminder, I got asked a couple of days ago, do I need to take my required minimum distribution? Well, let's talk about that again, just as a reminder for everybody. And we also have some additional insights we're going to be providing in a course. If you have a specific question or questions about what you're doing, should you be doing something else, can you do something better, etc., Glad to help you. I know some of you are shy about talking on the air. That's fine. Here is a chance. Every time we go to a break, a commercial break in the show, you can always give us a call on our private line while we're in the studio here, and we will talk with you about your specific question, all right? So here's the number to do that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Brenham Tire and Auto, an essential business, is open to service your vehicle. They're taking all precautions to keep their employees and customers safe. If you would rather not get out, as a courtesy to you, Brenham Tire and Auto is offering pickup and delivery upon request. Plus, you can pay over the phone. Upon return of your vehicle, Brenham Tire and Auto will sanitize all touch surfaces. Call 979-836-4811 to make an appointment, arrange pickup, and to pay your bill. Brenham Tire and Auto, your full-service repair and tire shop at 605 South Bluebell Road.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down and 0% APR for 48 months or save $300 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor at 5435 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Wake up each weekday morning with the KWHI Friendly Country Morning Show. From 6 to 10, you'll get everything you need to start the morning off right. Local headlines every half hour and a full news broadcast at 7:30 with Josh Blosky. The Sports Talk at Pothole will have last night's sports score and latest stories from around the sports world. You'll also get continuous weather updates, all in school lunch menus, birthdays, bulletin board events, and don't forget about the Country Store at 810, where you can buy, sell, and trade with me, Craig Montana. So start every weekday morning with KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Three members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group here in the studio with you. And by the way, we have three offices now, one in Houston, one in Brenham, and another one in Tomball. And we have a central line for you to call if you'd like to talk with any of us about what's going on. What's going on? Yep.
I know all of you have a lot of questions because over the weekend, I got a lot of questions just from the few people that I saw. Mm-hmm. Of course, keeping our social distancing.
I didn't see anybody this weekend.
Yeah, lots of no-see here.
But I have a lot of stories to tell. If we have time today, we can talk about some of those having to do with the stimulus checks and all the misunderstanding that's going on there.
Yeah, and we were all comparing notes here.
That's right.
On who's gotten them and who hasn't that we know personally, right? And there's a lot of gaps.
Yeah.
To say the least, there's a lot of gaps. Maybe we ought to talk about that, actually, before we talk about some other things.
Yeah, maybe
things.
We should talk about those checks,
yeah.
Because that affects everybody.
That does.
Just among the three of us, I got mine a week ago.
Yeah, well,
for Saturday, I said, take that back. I looked on my bank account Saturday, and they were in the account on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten ours yet.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten anything at our house yet either.
But mm-hmm. I also did not. I have not filed my 2019 taxes yet,
mm-hmm.
and so they had to use 2018, and I had direct deposit and everything taken care of. But I'd,
sure.
Why me versus Jamie, who lives
well,
in?
Yeah, and well, mm-hmm. one of the things that I
or Tony.
I've mentioned the fact that I have several friends who do their businesses filing, doing tax returns for individuals, and you know. One of the things about it is the fact that if you do rapid refund, I talked about this a little bit last week on Wednesday. When you do rapid refund, you get checks from a bank, and a bank charges a fee, and you sign a document when you file your tax return. You want to get your tax return as quickly as possible, and that refund goes through a bank. And in return for that, the bank charges a small fee. It's generally somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $8. Well, if that's how you've been doing your tax returns, and a lot of the tax preparers do it that way, I've seen the commercials for rapid refunds. The big tax return people, H&R Block, who are some of the other ones?
Any of those that do that.
Mm-hmm. TurboTax.
Mm-hmm. So this covers online too.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So what generally happens in that regard is a lot of the people who do that do not have bank accounts, and therefore they receive physical checks. Well, if you don't have a bank account, you obviously do not have direct deposit. And what's happening is, and the tax return firms are getting blamed for this, is the banks do not have agreements with the individuals to collect their fee on these stimulus checks. And therefore, the banks may or may not be holding the checks because they do not have agreements to collect their fee.
Mm.
And so who gets blamed for that are the tax return companies who work with the banks. And so a lot of these tax return people are getting phone calls from their clients wanting to know where their stimulus checks are. And the other thing that's happening is with the stimulus checks is there's a lot of misunderstanding about the dependent, the $500 check. And so the people who are doing the tax returns are getting phone calls from their clients saying, I did not get the $500 for the dependents that I have. And they want the tax return people to call the IRS and the government to get an answer as to why their checks are not correct. And I can guarantee you that that is not the job of the tax return people.
Yeah. That's
and they're not going to be doing that for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, the clients are irate. I saw an article recently, and this had to do with one of the large tax preparation firms saying these clients will never do business with them again because their check wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the tax return firm had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And so one of the things we can talk about is who are not going to get checks. And I've got a list of these. If you're a high-income earner, you are not going to get a check. In other words, if your income exceeds a certain amount as either as an individual or as a couple, you are not going to get a stimulus check. The reasoning being, and I think it's logical, if you're a high-income earner, you don't need the stimulus check. You already have enough income. Second, and this is where all the confusion comes about, is dependents age 17 and up will not get stimulus checks. So what that means then is if you have a dependent who's 17 or over, and this includes if they're 17 all the way up through age 24, you can claim them as a dependent on your tax return.
And which I'm sure a lot of people did because it mm-hmm. keeps your taxes down.
It keeps your taxes down. And, you know, when you get the dependent.
Yeah, all those dependents from college are at home now costing you money.
But you're not going to get a stimulus check. And neither are they. And so since they're over 17 or over, you cannot get a $500 stimulus check for them. In addition to that, if you're a senior dependent, so if we have seniors who are claimed as dependents, you will not get a $500 stimulus check for them, and neither will they receive a stimulus check because they're claimed as a dependent.
So if you're taking care of your mom or dad and you claim them on your taxes, because that kind of seems like the key here, is they look at your tax return mm-hmm. from either last year or this year, and what did you claim, and who's there?
Right, and so the really big catch is when do they turn 17?
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
And so that creates more confusion. I really feel sorry for those, you know, if you're over 17 and claimed as a dependent, but you need the money, you're not going to get a check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're simply not going to get a check. And the parents who are claiming them as dependents are not going to get the $500 check. Mm. And so there's you get hit twice. And I can tell you that the people who do tax returns, who obviously are the ones who put down the number of dependents that you have on your tax return, they're the ones who are getting the questions about, well, I claimed them as a dependent on my tax return. How come I'm not getting the $500? And so the tax preparation firms are getting that question.
Boy, they're in a rock and a hard place.
They're between a rock and a hard place. So they're getting lots of phone calls. I know of one who stopped call forwarding from his office. because they were getting phone calls like this about the stimulus check, and obviously they have no control over who gets the stimulus check. The reasoning for Congress as to how they came up with the age 17 and over is kind of interesting, but that's where a lot of confusion is coming up on that $500. Obviously, most non-citizens are not going to get the stimulus check. If you are behind on child support, you are not going to get a stimulus check. That will probably go to the people who are supposed to be getting that child support.
Yeah, I suppose I'm just thinking, if you haven't filed a tax return, they don't have anything to go on.
Yeah, if you have not filed a tax return, what they have to do is there is a form available on the government website that you can go to fill out information saying that you have not filed a tax return and you will still get a stimulus check. Even if you have not filed a tax return, mm-hmm. you still can get a stimulus check, but there's a form that you have to complete in order to get that stimulus check. Now, another interesting one for people who may not get a stimulus check is people who owe money to banks.
Yeah.
That seems strange.
It is very strange. It could be for anything from overdraft fees to delinquency on loans with the banks. Banks evidently will have the ability to withhold your when the money gets deposited, the bank will know that that's a stimulus check, and they will be able to take the money from your account if you're delinquent on loans or have outstanding fees with the bank, mm-hmm. The bank can take it. Now, some of the very large banks have said they're not going to do that.
I think Chase is not doing
Chase, J.P. Morgan have said they will not do that.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, the possibility exists that if you are delinquent on loans with the bank or have outstanding fees with the bank, that you may not receive all of your stimulus, that the bank may take mm-hmm. some of that money. Which I found kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I did not know that one, but that makes sense, though, that they might say, you know, anything that comes into your account payment-wise, ordinarily, if you owe money to them, even for a fee, I've seen that sweep out on, right. on people. They say, I had a client who said, what is this? And I said, well, I think you had a fee or something. Mm. And they had an account that they were, you know, they didn't put much money in it anyway. And it was just kind of there as an extra catch-all sort of thing. And they got hit for the fee, and it dropped them down to zero on their balance.
Yeah, according to the article, the three banks that have publicly stated they will not do that are J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there may be others that are out there have said they will not do it, but when the article that I was looking at was written, those were the three that has stated they will not do that.
That's assuming the check goes to the bank and gets deposited in your account.
In your account, yeah.
Right.
Because it's going to be direct deposit. So, you know, if it's direct deposit, the bank
gets it.
The bank knows where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But there's been a lot of confusion about the stimulus payment. The other thing that you cannot do is if you're on Social Security, and we've talked about in the past, in the last few weeks, the fact that the stimulus check, if you have Social Security direct deposit, even if you don't have your tax refund direct deposited, your Social Security payment generally is direct deposited, that you will get your stimulus check by direct deposit because the government has the bank information for you, and you'll get that stimulus check direct deposit.
That should cover a lot of our radio listeners.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But we've also talked about the fact that you can go online and ask, where's my payment? Well, if you're on Social Security, and that's the direct deposit that you're getting, you cannot go online and find out where your check is.
I kind of wonder why. If you could do it one way, go to the bank, but it doesn't go through Social Security.
If you get direct deposit or tax refund, you can trace and track where your payment is. But if you're on Social Security, there's not a method right now. The government has not made it available to see if you're direct deposited for your stimulus check because of your Social Security. There's not a way to track it.
Okay, so there we are, the little primer, I think, on some of these tangled web.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We'd think it'd be simple, but I guess it's not.
There's so many different situations.
That's
what
right.
happens.
That exactly.
Family situations and mm-hmm. age brackets and income brackets. And
yep.
I could see where Congress is trying to do something good. Okay, let's give everybody $1,200. But the details are what get you.
Yeah, and on the dependent thing, the IRS has even responded that, you know, if you think that your check is wrong, that you did not get the right amount, what recourse do you have? And the government has said, we don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're not saying you don't have a recourse, but they just don't, they're not ready.
We'll get back to you.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll get back to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of getting back, I have someone I promised I would get back to with a answer for not just this person, but others out there, hopefully. Those of you who have to do required minimum distributions, do you have to do them now? And what do you need to know about that? So we'll talk about that. And also, by the way, if you live off of these RMDs, can you still get the RMD done? We'll talk about all of that when we come back. And how might you go about that without blowing everything up? Right, in your investments inside of your IRA. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about some of those things. And again, we're going into a station break here. If you've got a specific question, now is the time. Give us a call on our private line. And when we come back, also, I'm going to give you our office phone number because there are so many questions out there. I know you've got them, and we're glad to help you any way we can here with the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial. So, in the meantime, you got something you need to know right now, call us right now, private line, here and now, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Dale Financial Group.
Upmarket Meats, formerly Rouse Meat Market, has been serving Brenham and Washington County for over 50 years. Upmarket Meats wants everyone to stay safe during this time, so they're suggesting you call in your orders to cut down on wait time when you come in. Please call 836-7600 one day ahead for pickup time to make sure the items you want are available. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and Saturdays from 7:30 till noon. That phone number again is 836-7600. Upmarket Meats, 509 South Market Street in downtown Brenham.
The national health crisis is causing economic pain for our area stores and restaurants. Please remember to shop local at your favorite places, whether you choose to visit them now or after the health crisis ends. It takes everyone working together for our communities to remain healthy, which is why Lone Star Southern Grill appreciates everyone's support. Lone Star's favorites are now available to go with online ordering from their website, LoneStarSouthernGrill.com, or call them at 979-836-7990, or use the delivery service provided through Foods Here. Lone Star Southern Grill on Highway 290 in Brenham near the Austin exit. While passing the time at home, read a book. The Book Nook is offering books available to order online with free shipping. Just go to BrenhamBookNook.com. Villaris would like you to know that they're supporting To-Go Entrees and now offers curbside delivery. Just call 836-1514. That's 836-1514. Still open during regular hours. Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 2 for lunch and 5 to 9 for dinner.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI in Brenham.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Okay, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Money Makeover teammates, a few of us anyway. Here in the studio, I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, also in the studio. Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. And yeah, we're getting calls during the break.
If you'd like to have a longer conversation, you can call during the show. The phone was ringing off the wall during the break.
We couldn't handle them all. Sorry if we didn't get to some of you who were calling in. Also, let me give you our office phone number. Once we get off the air here, we do go back to the office. If you still got questions, couldn't get through, that's fine. No problem. Here's our office phone number. You need to be calling in anyway because we're pretty good about strategizing or pointing you in the direction for you to be able to find something out. A lot of our conversation over just the last few minutes off the air with folks has been, you know, when you have to go online with the IRS website or whatever.
For the stimulus checks.
The stimulus check thing, information that you're going to have to supply if you haven't been getting anything in the last round. Now, there is going to apparently be another round, and we're working.
Of stimulus check?
In Washington, D.C.
That's, I think, the paycheck.
The loans.
For the
paycheck for small business.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. They're working on a new package for that because they've gone through all that money.
Right.
I knew the number of questions that I heard since we were on the air last on Wednesday on the questions about the stimulus check, that I knew that there was a lot of misunderstanding out there. And that's why I kind of wanted to talk about it this morning. And
yeah, we're talking about the personal ones.
The personal stimulus checks. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is different from the small business. Yeah. PPP. You know,
I thought we covered a lot of territory the first segment, but we had the new questions that came up during the break from our callers. And as always, our callers have really good questions.
Mm-hmm. So again, let me give you our office phone number. I know you've got questions. We'll do our best. Some of them are CPA types of questions that you might, in your particular instance, need to talk to your tax advisor on. But some generic things, some general things. Glad to help you any way we can. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. I do want to say something about many of you have to do required minimum distributions, all right?
That's because you started and you were over 70 and a half years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been doing that.
Now, those of you who turned 72 now do not have to do those yet. Okay.
Or rephrase that a little bit. If you haven't reached 70 and a half and haven't started taking money out,
you don't have to do it till 72.
They just changed the law this year.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what I meant to say. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So, if you haven't turned 70 and a half in last year, okay, you have until 72 years of age to start taking your RMDs.
Before you have to take money. You can always take money out ahead of time, anytime you want. Then that people don't think that necessarily, but you can take out any amount you want. You just have to pay tax on it, but you can take it out. It's just when you have to take money out, even though you don't want to, you still have to at the new age is 72 if you haven't started yet.
Yes. Right.
And see, and that's an entirely different question than if you've been taking required minimum distributions already, do you have to take a required minimum distribution in 2020?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony, what's the answer to that one?
No, you don't.
That's right.
That's one of the things in that.
That's in that stimulus package that we've already had passed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you've been taking RMDs, you don't have to take one this year.
And see, that's a really good question because I know that a lot of you, if you take required minimum distributions and you've been taking them, a lot of you take them on a monthly basis because it helps with your income stream during the year.
Yeah. Now, you might remember all the way back to 2009, you didn't have to take them then either because we had that big wipeout in markets, right, in 2008.
Yeah, I had two conversations, I guess, since the last time I was on the air. One was the same thing on that required minimum distribution. He was they're taking it on a monthly basis, but his wife got a decent-sized check because of, I don't know what it was, selling some crops or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so the taxes were already paid on that money. And his question was, well, can I stop taking the distributions? And because we could live on that money. And the answer was, yes, you can stop the rest of the year since he doesn't need it. And now your taxes will go down.
Right.
Because you don't have to take that IRA money anymore for this year. And so
So if you do something every month or whatever some of you do, all right, for this year, you do not have to do it. No RMDs for this year.
Yeah, and it's a really good time to evaluate that because The reason that the government has made the exception for 2020 is that they do not want to make you liquidate assets inside of your qualified plans when the market is down.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if you have been taking money on a monthly basis, but you don't need the income, that's a really good time to evaluate whether you, if you don't need the income, maybe stop that monthly distribution so you do not have to sell some of those assets.
Because remember, toward the end of the year, we had a pretty big market, mm-hmm. right? You should have had some nice gains.
The value of your statement looked really good mm-hmm. last December.
And that would have really hurt you far more than the 2009 distribution.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That was the second
phone, that was a down market.
Second phone call I got was mm-hmm. on that same level of she was taking $500 a month out of her IRA. And she asked, no, you don't have to do it anymore. And she saw her account statement just came out. And a lot of you just got your account statements and they don't look real good at the moment. And she asked, so can I stop taking it? Well, because each time she took $500 out, the share prices of her funds were less. And so she had to sell more shares each month.
Right.
And so mm-hmm. the number of shares she had was dropping a lot faster than it was last December, November type of thing. And so in her case, yes, it would stop taking the money. And you can, if you need money come November, December to pay your taxes or real estate or car insurance, yeah, you can go in and take a lump sum anytime you want, and we'll see what happens to the market at that time.
Yeah. Now, here is a caveat, though. If your overall income, let's say you have other income from other mm-hmm. sources, or you're working also, that's another source. If you're not making as much money this year as you were from those things, and your overall tax rate is going to be lower, you might, if you think you're going to need to dip in there and get some extra funds out of your IRA, you might do it because if you're in a lower bracket this year,
mm-hmm.
that might not be a bad move.
You pay less tax, but it kind of weight. Mm-hmm. You know, with the share prices
down. You'd have to do the calculation on that one.
That's
right,
a numbers thing.
You know? Right, that's a numbers thing, but at least know, you know, that if I'm tickling your brain there, that the purpose of this program is to give you different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you may be in that bracket. So again, you don't have to take it this year, the RMD, but if you're in a tax situation where you're going to be lower anyway, and you need the funds or whatever, don't be as worried about it or set it aside. You're going to pay lower rates, right? Put mm-hmm. it in the bank. Put it somewhere.
And I want to expand a little bit on one of the situation that you were talking about, Doug, where the $500, you're having to liquidate shares. Well, that goes into your overall financial plan also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because generally speaking, one of the things that you do in retirement with your planning is you have a specific time frame in which you expect the funds to last. And so therefore, where the money comes from becomes an important decision. And I know that one of the things that could throw a wrench into this is the fact that if I'm taking money, required minimum distributions from a certain account, and I'm expecting that account to last six more years,
mm-hmm.
well, if I'm taking money out of it now, it's not going to last six more years because, as you said, Doug, you're taking out more shares now than you had planned on taking
right.
in order to have the account
mm-hmm.
last for six more years.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, as part of your overall plan, you need to evaluate whether or not now is the time to be taking that money if you don't need the funds.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't need it, she didn't really need it because she sold a house in the town mm-hmm. and her expenses came way, way down. But she's been doing it for so long, it was just kind of an automatic thing. And so, no. Let's stop it. Stop right now, and then let's keep.
Yeah. Well, so at least you have choices.
Yeah. I mean, when the other choice, of course, is to stop it coming out monthly, and, well, let's see where we are at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if I need to take the money in December, I can take the money in December. Maybe things will be better. We don't know. But we know right now they are bad.
They're not better at this moment.
Maybe it'll be better in December. And so, you know, you're putting it off in that case. May be a good thing to do. Again, mm-hmm. everybody's situation is different, But they, at least as you had said, Tony, what you need to do is take a look at what are my choices now.
Yep.
Now, one other choice I know, Tony, you talk about all the time is if you have a low income year, and this could be it, maybe it's time to take some of your IRA money out and roll it into a Roth where it's tax-free now.
Yeah, if you've been waiting for an opportunity to do that Roth conversion.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, and it doesn't have to be where you sell the shares in one account to move cash to another account. You can move the shares.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which means, okay, there's a lot of companies, pick your company, but a quality company and the share price is down 20, 30%. Well, you can move the actual shares over to the Roth.
Right.
And they take the market value of the shares, so you can move more shares over. And then when it comes back, because it will come back sometime in our lifetime, you'll have a lot more money over in that Roth than you did in the
tax-free.
Yeah,
and the other thing, the advantage of the Roth, it still continues to accumulate tax-deferred, but now it's basically tax-free. And you get to choose when you take the money out. Rather than having required minimum distributions, there are no required minimum distributions on that Roth.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about it, or you've been thinking about converting, or maybe you haven't thought about it yet.
Now you got.
Yeah, now you're going, hey, wait a minute. Is this going to help me?
See, and that's not based on age or income.
That's right.
So anybody can do that if you've got traditional IRA funds.
Yep.
You do. The only caveat is you have to have the money available to pay the tax.
Right. You've got to pay the tax up front, but you're going to be paying tax on less value.
That's right. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Ooh. So anyway, well, another rundown on this. You can always call us at the office. We go through it with you, see if it's a good idea. And that office phone number is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, so we've got Tony Orlando and Dawn singing us into the next commercial break here. Again, if you got a question right now and you want us to answer, we'll get on the phone with you if you call our private line here on the show. This is the show private line, and that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
The Shelby Volunteer Fire Department's annual feast and fundraiser has been postponed. Stay tuned for updates later this year. The Shelby Fire Department appreciates all their donors, volunteers, and everyone who attends to make their big day possible. They are still accepting donations to go towards equipment and other firefighting necessities. If you'd like to make a donation, you can email them at shelbyvfd@yahoo.com. Again, the Shelby Volunteer Fire Department's annual feast and fundraiser has been postponed until a later date. Thank you for your continued support.
Brenham Collision Center is now offering a photo easy estimating tool on their website at brenhamcollision.com. Now you don't have to leave home to get an estimate for your vehicle damage repair. The photo easy estimating tool is user friendly and it's free. All you need is your phone and internet access. Brenham Collision Center open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Use their website, brenhamcollision.com. Bringing life back to normal, one car at a time.
Hey guys, summer's on its way, and with the heat and electricity costs climbing, it's time to schedule your cooling system checkup. Hello, this is Tara and Lorenzo Vega with A-Plus Heating and Air. We are family-owned and operated with over 20 years of experience. We also install new systems. A-Plus Heating and Air is wanting to help during this time of isolation. Call us at 979-421-0476. If you are unable to leave your home, we'll be glad to help with grocery pickup or errands free of charge. A-Plus Heating and Air. Give us a call.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal, as well as recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, and container rental. Come see them at 1555 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Their hours have changed. Now open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. and closed Saturdays. For more information, call 830-9060. Brannan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company, is open and wanting to buy your metal.
Hey, sweetie. What did you learn in school today?
I learned that the 2020 census counts everyone in the U.S. Where there are more people, there are more needs for things like roads, schools, and hospitals.
I learned that billions in funding goes to communities like ours because of the census.
I learned that the Census Bureau collects data about communities in all states and territories of the U.S. Statistics in Schools offers free educational materials powered by census data. Learn more at census.gov/schools.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
At 11 months old, Audrey was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a rare cancer of the nerve tissue.
I'm really glad that I don't remember, you know, the hard times. I remember the celebrations of life.
Thanks to her local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, Audrey is in remission today.
Someday we'll be able to find a cure and no other child will have any sort of cancer ever again.
You can help kids like Audrey too. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Ready. And applaud yourself. I hear the clapping on the old music there. Applaud yourself if you have stuck to your guns, if you're still working, and you are still putting money in to your retirement plan at work, or if you have a IRA or a Roth IRA, if you're still putting, even if it's whatever smaller amount, whatever your limits are, 1% is usually the 401k, 403b minimum, all right? On a monthly basis, all right, going into your 401k, 403b, et cetera. But on your IRA or Roth IRA, it's usually something like $50 or whatever. You may have had a higher fee, depending on who you're investing that with, to open it originally. But on a monthly basis, $50 is about average that they're processing. Put whatever you can in there. If you're not sure, call your provider, whoever you've got that account with, and say, do I have a minimum? And they'll be glad to tell you, yes, you do, or no, you don't, whatever it is. But keep putting it in there because you're buying low. You're buying low right now.
And I think that's the whole key of investing. Buy low, sell high.
And those of you who have been sitting on the fence, Grandma and Grandpa, that may be you out there talking about doing maybe a 529 or something like that, a college savings plan for the grandkids, etc., or parents for your kids. Again, usually these have mutual fund types of investment platforms inside of them. Again, same thing. You're putting in maybe the same amount of dollars if you've been putting in 50 a month per kid, right? But yeah, 50 a month now is going to go a lot farther in that because you're going to buy more shares of whatever it is.
That's just the inverse of what we were talking about before, the lady who wanted to take $500 a month out, having to liquidate more shares to get to $500, where if you put in $500 into one of those accounts, you're buying more shares.
You're buying low.
So it's just the inverse.
That's right.
I mean, it doesn't seem fair, but the reality is that in times like this, the rich are going to get richer.
You bet.
Because they will have the cash to invest, and they will do it, and they will make a lot of money.
But if you want to do the something for yourself, even with a small, teeny amount of money.
That's right, exactly. Do what the rich people are going to do.
Yeah, so avoid maybe some other thing that you were really wanting to do right at the moment
like
that's not necessary.
New boat.
Hey, there are some deals out there.
Yeah, you can get some deals.
Maybe.
But remember, the deal right now is being better in the future, right? Not just today, but in the future. If you can buy low, whether it's your retirement plan at work that you're putting money into, hopefully don't stop that. Because this is your opportunity to be like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is scouting, you know he is,
yep,
right now, for opportunities to invest on the cheap. And you can do the same thing as Warren Buffett, even if it's smaller amounts of money that you would think, eh, it's not going to grow. Yeah, it is.
It adds up.
It does.
It adds up.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to throw out there, because we have been getting a lot of phone calls about the stimulus check,
yeah,
even during the show. If you did not file the tax return in 2018 and 2019, the government has no way of determining what your income level is, and therefore you should go online and fill out that information form in order to get your stimulus
check.
Now,
is this on the IRS website?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's on the IRS website.
Yeah, it is. It is, and you should be able to see it, because they're pretty bold in bold writing
yeah,
on there right now. You know, and you can actually type in on whatever search engine you have. If you have computers, you can find out about that. Also, you know, a lot of people who work in some of the banks, and even some of the smaller banks around, they're pretty savvy, and they many times will talk to you about that. Or if you have someone who helps you prepare your taxes, they can help you with that as well on your particular situation. Right. So.
And the other thing is, if you go to get my payment, mm-hmm, to try and check where your payment is, do not go more than once a day.
Yeah.
Because each time that you go in, you're going to get information not available if you're doing it more than once a day.
Yeah. So please be careful with that, too, because I've had a lot of folks who said,
right,
I can't get through on that anyway. It
says,
right, I don't exist, and we don't know who you are, and it's not available, and whatever. So we'll all get through this, but we got to do it all together. And thank you for listening, by the way. If you still have questions, you can always call us at the office, 979-836-2903.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll be back here on Wednesday. So enjoy your family while they're around.
There you go. All right. We'll see you Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.